Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Mimarasi Shayichyu. Moshe Vishnu Raisal Moshe Mordechai. Such a force, Rav Avraham Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Shai Ben Leia, Rav Hanachlo Ben Lipsha, Rav Shev Basar Chayas and Chaim Ben Sivya, Rav Baruch Hurtz Ben Sarah Tzipora, Chai Rechev Fega Bas Michal Dizbasi, Matam Ben Sarah, Dina Baruch Bas Esther Adas, Rav Meir Ben Eliza, Esther Tila Bas Ariel Tzipora, Rav Israel, and we're going to be learning a shtickle from the Rav Zitzal. A number of years ago, a new sefer came out called Metzias Katan. Very interesting. They say it's the first Metzias Katan. It's the first sefer of the Rav. It was written, he was a Rav in Zoymel earlier in his life, and you just see what a Gaon Olam he was. Incredible. And it was printed first by Beit El, and then it was printed by Mechon HaRatzia, and then Mechon HaRatzia said Beit El printed it unlawfully, and then Moshe Tzuriel showed that he had the rights, they had the rights to print it. So it was a whole lot of big balagan regarding the publication of this sefer. The important thing is that it's out, Baruch Hashem, and it's just Pillei Plus. It's published in the Pinkasei HaRaya, and he speaks about the union of Emunah. Mitzvah Rishayna, the first mitzvah is of the Taryag mitzvah, Slahamin Belahuso Yisala, Shenemar Anochi Hashem Elokecha, to believe in God, as it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So the Rav wants to explain what exactly is this mitzvah. Suras biur mitzvah zul anius daiti hikach. Shehine inyan alokus umefursam kvar umevur beseichel odem b'teva. The explanation of this mitzvah would seem to me to be as follows. The matter of godliness, the existence of God, is well known. And it's mevur b'seichel, it's clear in the intellect of man by nature that how does nothing create everything? Of course there's a God. Of course there's intelligence behind all of this intelligence. Of course when you see not just the complexity of the world, but the integrated complexity, how everything works with everything else, of course there's a God. There's no question about that. Shu mityaches lemi sharui la'avod u'liachel v'la'asot kasher yigzor b'li shum tanai v'kitzba klal. And it also makes sense that this God is worth serving and hoping towards and doing what he decrees without any condition or limits at all. And all of the matters that are clear in the intellect that are fitting for God, they are many and broad. And that is what we are commanded, that all of these things, שכל הדברים המיוחדים באמת לאלוה, נדע ונאמין שהם יוחסים למי שהוציא אותנו ממצרים ונשא לנו את התורה. So that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that the things that we relate to God, we relate to the one who took us out of Egypt and gave us the Torah. That's the pasuk. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, asher hotzei sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem who took you out of Egypt. Meaning that at Matan Torah he tells us this. So therefore all of the things that we relate to God is the God who took us out of Egypt and gave us the Torah. That he's a God who's worth serving, a God who created everything. Al kein etchil kodem Matan Torah. In other words, in Pashtus, the Pasuk of Anochi is a Hakdama to Matan Torah. Shehaya hu yit'aleh. In other words, Anochi, that he himself revealed himself and told us the Dibros. Muchan la'ashmi'a lem ha'dibrot shem klal ha'Torah. These Dibros are the general rules of the Torah, general principles of the Torah. Ayin sof divrei Ibn Ezra, shmos chav alef, perikav pasuk alef. And the Medrash Rabbah Yud Gimel Tez Zayin Sefer Abayros Kuf Chof Dalet Atzaras LaAsag brought in Rashi Chof Dalet Yud Beis Kisvei Ramban Chelik Beis from page 521. So the klal of the Torah are encapsulated in the Ten Commandments. So before Matan Torah, ready, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm telling you, listen, my rabbi said, I am God, who took you out of Egypt. Never anything you relate to God is relating to me. The one who's telling you these dibros. Gam hizkir shomer mitzvoysev v'klal ha-dibros, memele yiches bazeh ha-mitzvos lo yisale. And it also says, in Shmos Perek Chav Pasuk Vav, those who guard his mitzvahs, that's included in the Dibros. And Mimela, the mitzvahs relate to God, because we are guarding his mitzvahs. Shomre mitzvahsai. We are guarding his mitzvahs. So, the mitzvahs that we're keeping are ones given by the one who took us out of Egypt and gave us the Torah. Imkein shamanu shekachit suras ha-mitzvah. She'oso she'nigla li'tein lanu es toraso. So that's the tzura of the mitzvah, that the one who revealed himself to give us the Torah is God. He is the God. And all of the things that are misbarah, that are shaykh to God, are him, relate to him. Whether it's things that are misbarah al pi ha-seichel ha-boruch ha-amiti, or things that are based on Kabbalah. Certain things we know intellectually, that the world didn't create itself, that's just basic logic. That's just, everybody should know b'teva. But more subtle things we have a Kabbalah about. Like maybe that you shouldn't wear shatnez. So that we have b'Kabbalah. We have a tradition. So both what we know on seichel, based on our seichel, and what we know based on our tradition, are all rooted in are all rooted in this God who's giving us the Torah and took us out of Egypt. And he was the one who took us out of Egypt. That's the pashtus of the pasuk. And also seichel yashar. Right? Sometimes you have psukim, sometimes you have seichel yashar. Here you have both. The kevin she came to me, honey. Why did the Rambam and the other Moni HaMitzvahs, the other ones who enumerated the mitzvahs, why did they not say this? Makes so much sense. Continues Rabbeinu, ולפי דברינו השכחנה פסרי למה שהמשיגים על מניין הרמב״ם רוצו לגזור מסבורה שאין שייך למנוע שרש כל בניין התורה והמצווס כולם בכלל המצווס. So now we can resolve the hasaga, the famous hasaga of the Mefarshim on the Rambam, such as the Kina Soifrim and Sefer Mitzvahs, S and Aleph, that how can you enumerate Amunah on Hashem as one of the 613 mitzvahs? It's not one of the 613 mitzvahs. All of the 613 mitzvahs are predicated on this mitzvah. So therefore, it's not one of the mitzvahs. It's a preface to the mitzvahs. The basis for the mitzvahs. It's the foundation of the mitzvahs. But how can you enumerate it as a mitzvah? If you believe in it, then you don't need it as a mitzvah. You believe in it. If you don't believe in it, the mitzvah is not going to help. It all starts with the believing in it. And then from that all come all the other mitzvahs. And therefore they said, no, he's not included in the minyan of mitzvahs. Ulefi dvareinu, emes hadavar. According to what we're saying, it's true. She'amunah se'alokus v'yidiyasa yizbarach shemo hilamala mikol ha-mitzvahs v'sharish lehem v'zeh poshut v'natu'o mavur v'seichel she'ish mitzilas ha-loika. It's true that believing in God and knowing Him is above all the mitzvahs. It's the root of all the mitzvahs. And it is clear and simple in the logic that there is a mitzvah of God. HaMesadir kol ha-maaseh ha-gadol hazeh al she'eineinu ro'ot, who organizes everything that we see. Mesudar be'etzah u'b'chokhma gdola v'amukah u'mdukdeket ad me'od. Mdukdeket me'od. Who has great wisdom and counsel, so deep and so precise. Rak mikol mokom anochi b'chlal ha-mitzvah yechoshev. Still, anochi counts as one of the 613. Why? מצד שנצטווינו שאלוקי שלא מיוחס עם כל הדברים שרואי שיסייח עשו לרמוס או יזהלה הוא הוציאנו מארץ מצרים והוא הניג לנו להתיתן לנו את התורה. We are commanded that the God to whom we relate all those things that we relate God's greatness to is the one who took us out of Mitzrayim and revealed himself to us and gave us the Torah. Nimtza sheklal ha-mitzvah liyachis lo yitzias mitzayim benesinas hatar. So the mitzvah is to relate to him, this God who created everything, yitzias mitzayim and matan Torah. It's not two different beings. Umeh lekol nyanam ha-meskal min-lodim yizeh b'chlal kemo sh'al yedei yidiyaseinu shu otzianu mitzayim emeretz mitzayim ha-lamedim ha-rei d'racham yidiyas shmo yisale. And therefore also everything that comes from it. We learn things from the fact that God took us out of Egypt. What do we learn? That he's mashgiach binyani b'nei Adam, that there's divine providence, v'rotze b'hanhaga tova miyusheres, and other tzitzis Mitzrayim teaches us that God wants things to be good. You should be honest, you should be good, you should be kind, because the Mitzrayim were evil. Since they were evil, they got punished. And Hashem hates injustice, and he cares about people who are suffering, therefore he took us out of Egypt. And he listens to tfilos, shomea nak, shama nakas b'nei Yisrael. And he's Shomer Bris Lo Yavod, like it says in the Pasuk. He keeps the covenant to those who love him. He promised and he kept his promise. And then God gives us the Torah. And then you learn about God, that God wants a person to be Shalem. He wants him to give tzedakah, and he wants him to be have rachmanos and not hurt animals, and all the mitzvahs that we have. It teaches you about Hashem. This is the God. The God who created the world, because worlds don't create themselves, is the same God who wants you to be a mensch, to be kind and to be loving, to be caring and not to hurt other people. And he's faithful and he's honest. He kept his promise. ולבד זה יש מקום לבר שמצווה אמונה תתוכן להיות בכלל המצווה. אף פי קשיק שהוא איך תהיה בכלל המצווה, שהרי הוא המצווה, כמו שכסף, אבן עזרא. ואין בספר לב שמח, ספר כנעשה פר מה שכסף הוא בזה, ועל פי מה שכספתי, עניין הלוקוס הנו ליחס כל מה שמיוחס לכל יסעלה, אלא מי שהוציא אותנו מצרים ונעשה לנו את התורה. ובכלל המצווה בין הדברים שנמצא מצד התור מיוחס עם אליו, בין הדברים שנמצא מצד הקרס השכל. Like we said before, if Hashem commands us to believe in Him, so if we believe in Him already, if we already believe in Him, then we don't need Him to command us to believe in Him. And if we don't believe in Him, then the command's not going to help, because we don't believe that we are commanded. So what's the sinyan of Hashem being mitzava us to believe in Him? If we already believe, we don't need the tzivui. And if we don't believe, the tzivui is not going to help. So again, like we said, it's not that we're being commanded to believe that there's a God. Of course there's a God. We're being commanded to believe that the God who created the world and anything that the Sefer tells us about God, that's the God who took us out of Egypt and gave us the Torah. And everything that comes from that. That this is a God who's compassionate, this is a God who's merciful, this is a God who loves justice, and righteousness, etc. So the gather of this emunah would appear to me is after a person knows the truth, nevertheless it's possible that the truth will be forgotten from his heart, because his heart is going to be filled with thoughts that make him forget the truth, and therefore it's not going to be established in his heart. So there's sometimes that you trust somebody, but it's just by chance. For example, you give somebody a loan on credit, or you sell something on credit, or you give someone a loan, you trust they're going to return it to you. That's called emunah. You trust them, not only because you know it, but because you have menuchas halev, because you're calm about it. But it's only temporary. The emunah in Hashem, that's an obligation at every moment of every day. So after we know that there's a God, this yediyah always has to be in your heart. And the only way to do it is if you prepare your heart with purity and with honesty and with good deeds. In other words, the Rav is saying a big yisod, that you can't have an internal objection, conflict with your emunah. It's not just that you know it intellectually, but inside it really bothers you. No. You have Koras Ra, Ruach, you have Ava Aza, you have Nima Kadosha. You feel it sits well with you. You love the idea. So that's true emunah. Because if a person wants to do evil, then the emunah is not going to sit well with him. Then God's getting in the way. No. You got a tzich. Today in modern Hebrew they say, Lizrom imzeh. You just have to go along with it, flow along with it, that there's a God, and it's awesome for you that there's a God. You love that idea. And a person can know there's a God and not have emunah. Because the emunah is like you trust somebody, so you feel, oh, I can trust this person, I'm relaxed. That's what it means, emunah b'Hashem. Not that God exists, that you push that he exists, but that you trust him. And you're at peace with it. Faithful, that's what the word emunah means. That you can have faith in him. Now, in this week's parasha, we have in the klalos, v'lo samin b'chayecho, a scary pasuk. V'hayu chayecha tluyim l'cha mineged, v'b'chad alayla v'yomam, your life shall hang it out before you. You shall fear night and day. V'lo tamin b'chayecho. And you're not going to have assurance in your life . You have no assurance, you have no faith in your life. What does that mean? What do you mean you don't believe in your life? Of course you believe you're alive. He despises his life. That's what it means, lo tamin b'chayecha. V'hayu chayecha tluyim l'cha mineged. You have fear day and night, u'pachat al-yom v'layla. You're not going to have trust in your life. Because it's against your will. Ad sh'amachshava ha'klal yishuchai hi moraloi. M'meila eina shochenes b'lavavu. It's bitter for you, and therefore it's not in your heart. It's not firmly placed in your heart. Because it's bitter for the person that he's alive. Veino mamin, he doesn't have faith in it, even though he knows it, af kishe odeh. Because faith means that you it sits well with you. You're calm with it. It puts you at ease. So you might know it intellectually, but it doesn't do anything from emotionally. Vintem tzilom shekavana.
Maybe
You're going to say Pshat is he's not sure he's going to remain alive. No, not sure he's going to remain alive. Your life is going to hang before you. You don't know if you're going to live. So what does it mean? Because you have no nachas ruach, and your person has no nachas ruach in his life. And that's what it means, emunah b'Hashem, that it gives you nachas ruach. That it gives you peace. Oh, there's a God. God runs the world. It's great. Vikar ha-mitzvah lo idiyah shezeu ha-tachlis. But tzaddik emunasa kol kach tvuka belovavo, umushvehu im kol korchas nafsho, ad shetamid shochenes before abalev. Tzaddik emunasa yichye. So this mitzvah is laudia, to tell people that that's the tachlis. And what brings to it, you investigate yourself. You have to be ma'idia that that's the tachlis. To live faithfully with the fact and calmly with the fact that there's a God, and the God who took us out of Egypt is the God who created the world. And that's when tzadik b'munaso yichyeh. Because mitzadatev ha'chaim is yediyah b'adam shu chai. Life is that you know you're alive. And it sits well with you. And it's tzaddik, his emunah. And Hashem is so strong that it's always in his heart. And it sits well with him. There's no snagdus. Ve'enu ma'akev es shum pula v'shum machshava. K'mo shehergesh ha'chaim af pishu tamid b'fo'a b'lei ve'enu ma'akev l'shum pula machshava. Tzad sheyav sheshez yediyah ta'akev al achiris. Kim shanefesh nitretes mimenu k'tzas. אבל מה שדובו כל כך בנפש אך שמקבלת רק נועם שלם מקובו מכל צד ולא שום מסנגדוס משום צד כלל אין הנפש תרודה כלל ועיקר מנוחס עד שתי ספר על זה תזכוח לעבור ולהסקי וזו סימלה לסך הקדוש שמרוסים וכל דרך לא מדבק ומחי עם הנוסע והוב אין בדבורי that there's no snagdus, there's no opposition and nothing stops it. And a person doesn't stop knowing something unless the person is troubled. But something that a person feels pleasant about, that's always with him. That's his ikar menucha. And then it gives him power to keep going further. And that's the milos hakadoshim. That even though they're involved in the matters of the world, they're always dovik b'emunasim because it's so pleasant for them to think about, to feel. In the Mor Nevuchim in Chelek Aleph, in Perek Nun, he writes, "Ki ha'amana einu inyan nemar v'pele inyan mitzuyer b'nefesh k'shaminu bo shuk ken kamosh tzuyer." It's not something that's verbalized, this emuna, but rather it's pictured in one's soul, and one believes in it. It's sort of embedded in one's psyche and soul. There's a God. Rabbeinu writes in Musar Avicha, Mitas Geder Amuna Tzura Sekamoshim Yusheves Benefesh. Hamakubal Kibul Tivi Aladas Umarnu Mach Misameach Sanefesh. So it causes one happiness. Feels great about it. And that's true Amuna. But just knowing, oh, there's an idea that there's a God and he doesn't live with it, he doesn't walk around with it, doesn't experience it. So that's not the real Amuna. And then Rabbeinu goes on and he talks about the anufim that are yotzim, which hopefully is a topic for a future offering. Exciting, exciting, exciting material, what do I say? So please stay tuned. And Baruch Hashem, we're zoche, 289 beautiful pages. published in the Pinkasei HaRaya, and published separately by Hotzat Avnei HaMakom of Beit El. Amazing. So please stay tuned for more, and we'll see Niflaos Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.